Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Is distributed nationally by the Gab Radio Network.
Still hard to say it, but that's the late, great Tom Petty bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Joseph Semprovino is our guest. He's a great entrepreneur and a great example of what it takes to be a small business owner. He's the creator and the founder of the Joseph's Sugar-Free Cookies and Joseph's Light Cookies, another way of saying it, and they're available in a lot of different places, Walmart and also from your website, Joe?
Yeah, Walmart.com and Joseph'sLightCookies.com and Big Lots.
Light is L-I-T-E, so check those out, folks. And so Joseph, as a small business owner like me, I'm sure you've done this before, but I've asked small business owners for years all over the world, not just in the United States, what would you do if the government let you keep some of your tax money? 100% without blinking, without hesitation, in every country I've been in where I've asked that question, every state I've been in where I've asked that question, the person who was looking at me said, I put it back in my business.
Of course.
Every right time. Now, not even close to a blink.
Well, of course not, because the question is very simple. Who do you want to have your money? Somebody 3,000 miles away from you who has no skin in the game as far as in your business, who takes all the stress, all the work, all the hours, all the guilt because you're away from your family every day, 20 hours a day, and then you carry your business home with you, who would want to send that to Washington, D.C., those dollars, with all that that I just mentioned?
To let those crack addicts up there in Capitol Hill smoke our money.
Right.
That's basically what it amounts to.
Right. And right. We want to get that money and put it back to work, hire new people, invest in, if we have to invest in updating our businesses for service or for with new computers, whatever it is,
about,
restaurant.
How about having it as reserve to ride out the tough parts, right?
Absolutely.
How nice would that be?
Right. And if you have an employee that has been with you long enough, a team member that has been with you long enough, and you want to make sure they don't leave so you don't have to hire a new person to retrain, then you can allocate some money to them with a raise, in the form of a raise.
That's exactly right.
It's up to you. It's your money. You've risked everything. You've gotten that second mortgage on your home to be able to start up that business. It's your money. And that's
So this tax reform that our tax changes that we're looking at now that they're proposing that looks like there's going to be something happening soon. Are you in favor of what they're doing, how they're doing it, Joe?
Well, I'll tell you this. Do I want reform? Absolutely. Do they need to kind of cut the whole system of the 16th Amendment and do something simple? Yeah, they do. But all I'm advocating, I learned through the Job Creators Network, and I felt I was all alone out there, and I learned from them, what they want tax reform as well. But looking at tax cuts, that's what I'm asking for. I always say Congress can't decide what water to drink, and then we're going to have them go through 70,000 pages. Give me a break. They'll never achieve it right now at the end of this year, by the end of this year. So I said, let's give American small business, middle-class, hardworking Americans, let's give them their tax cut.
Here's one thing that I wanted to ask you about. I had my accountant redo my taxes this year based on what, as close as I could get to what it looks like they're going to make them. And it turns out it would save, the way they're proposing, would have saved me taxes this year. For last year's taxes. But here's the thing. They're for the first time, they're going to tax the pass-through income at a different rate than the personal tax for the first time. Why is it higher than the corporate rate? That's what I'm angry about. If the corporate rate is 20%, then small business rate ought to be 20%.
Right, and right now you have a 39.6%. If you own an LLC, so if you're a pizza shop, nail salon, you know, a real estate firm, right. You have an LLC, and you're paying 39.6. Corporations are paying 35. Both are the highest brackets. That's what they're paying. And that's all a pass-through is. And I'll tell you, you know, we have to stay focused right now on tax cuts because that would be money directly in every middle-class family's pocket, about $40,000.
But doesn't it bother you that it sounds like they're throwing small business a bone and saying, you should be glad we're giving you this, but we're going to give corporate America more. I just think the number, whatever the corporate America top number is, small businesses' number should be the same number.
Yeah, and what Donald Trump is really doing in this discussion is doing that, but bringing that top number down to 25. So instead of 35,
but even if they bring it to 25, they're going to make corporate 20%. I'm saying they both should be the same number.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Joe, I got to move on. Will you come back?
I will. I will certainly come back.
Come back and let's do this again. You got more to teach us.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me, Jim.
I need your website again, please.
Yes, josephslikecookies.com. And let me just say this real quick. Go to Tax Cuts Down.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.